The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. Greetings, everyone. I'm Hugh Hewitt inside a jubilant beltway, jubilant at least for the center right and everyone who loves the rule of law and the American Constitution. Justice Amy Coney Barrett was sworn in at the White House last night. Let me play for you the critical two cuts at the beginning. Donald Trump, cut number 9.
Very popular in this nation. People have been watching them and loving them, and they're watching right now back home in Indiana. Thank you very much. But I speak to everyone when I say that the Barrett family has captured America's heart. It is highly fitting that Justice Barrett fills the seat of a true pioneer for women. It's Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Tonight, Justice Barrett becomes not only the fifth woman to serve on our nation's highest court, but the very first mother of school-aged children to become a Supreme Court justice. Very important. Over the past few weeks, the entire world has seen Justice Barrett's deep knowledge, tremendous poise, and towering intellect. She answered questions for hours on end throughout her entire confirmation. Her impeccable credentials were unquestioned, unchallenged, and obvious to all. Justice Barrett earned a full academic scholarship to Notre Dame Law School, graduated first in her class, and served as a clerk for Justice Antonin Scalia. She was a beloved professor at Notre Dame Law School for 15 years before I very proudly appointed her to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit in 2017. The American people have been profoundly impressed to learn of her achievements, her compassion, her generosity, her faith, and her sterling character. Justice Barrett made clear she will issue rulings based solely upon a faithful reading of the law and the Constitution as written, not legislate from the bench. The equal, impartial, and constitutional rule of law that we enjoy every day in America.
Every day in America, and he went on then to the ceremony, cut number 10.
That we all love. We ask God to give you wisdom and courage. I know you will make us all very, very proud. As long as we are loyal to our founding and to our fellow citizens, America's future will be bright, America's destiny will be great, and America's people will forever and always be free. I now ask Justice Thomas to administer the oath. Thank you very much.
Defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. name.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you so very much. Thank you all for being here tonight. And thank you, President Trump, for selecting me to serve as an Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. It's a privilege to be asked to serve my country in this office, and I stand here tonight truly honored and humbled. Thanks also to the Senate for giving its consent to my appointment. I am grateful for the confidence you have expressed in me, and I pledge to you and to the American people that I will discharge my duties to the very best of my ability. This was a rigorous confirmation process, and I thank all of you, especially Leader McConnell and Chairman Graham, for helping me to navigate it. My heartfelt thanks go to the members of the White House staff and Department of Justice who worked tirelessly to support me through this process. Your stamina is remarkable, and I have been the beneficiary of it. Jesse and I are also so grateful to the many people who have supported our family over these last several weeks. Through ways both tangible and intangible, you have made this day possible. Jesse and I have been truly awestruck by your generosity. I have spent a good amount of time over the last month at the Senate, both in meetings with individual senators and in days of hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The confirmation process has made ever clearer to me one of the fundamental differences between the federal judiciary and the United States Senate. And perhaps the most acute is the role of policy preferences. It is the job of a senator to pursue her policy preferences. In fact, it would be a dereliction of duty for her to put policy goals aside. By contrast, it is the job of a judge to resist her policy preferences. It would be a dereliction of duty for her to give in to them. Federal judges don't stand for election. Thus, they have no basis for claiming that their preferences reflect those of the people. This separation of duty from political preference is what makes the judiciary distinct among the three branches of government. A judge declares independence not only from Congress and the president, but also from the private beliefs that might otherwise move her. The judicial oath captures the essence of the judicial duty. The rule of law must always control. My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. It is your Constitution that establishes the rule of law and the judicial independence that is so central to it. The oath that I have solemnly taken tonight means at its core that I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences. I love the Constitution and the democratic republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it. Thank you.
What more could you want, America? I love the Constitution and the Democratic Republic that it establishes. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, there is now a six-to-three Supreme Court, meaning six Republican-appointed members, three Democratic-appointed members, but they all do their best. It's just a new court. It's a brand new call it Roberts Court 2.0. We need to get litigators and cases before it. We need the Alliance Defending Freedom fully funded and in the field. They're 11-0 since 2010. Now I think they're going to be 25-30-0 over the next 10 years if you help them. If you go to HughHewitt.com and go to the very top, you'll see an Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Click on that banner. Please be as generous as you can. Make your best gift. Now is the time to go into overdrive. The Democrats threaten they're going to pack the court. Well, maybe that will happen, maybe that won't. But in the meantime, in this brief period, for the first time in my lifetime, when it's a 6-3 court, and the brains and all the talent and the majorities are there, contribute to Alliance Defending Freedom at HughHewitt.com. Give your best gift, $100, $200, $1,000, $10,000. It's at HughHewitt.com, Alliance Defending Freedom at the top, and come right back here. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. Remember, early voting is underway. I mean, it's really underway. As they say in Politico yesterday, Republicans are coming over the top. They're turning out everywhere. We need them at Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, to name a few, in North Carolina. Tom Tillis said in the latest poll, we're going to be on the show a little bit later, but you can find out where you can do early in-place voting by going to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. If you're watching on the internet, welcome you, you know, on Facebook, on Instagram, whether you're listening on any app or you're just listening in the car. Remember, KeepAmericaAmerica.com. When you get to work, before you leave for work, go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Find out where your polling place is. Go early. Don't put up with long lines. Let's not wait for the next day to get a vote in. And you Trump people, you got to get up and go. Maybe you've never voted in your life. Maybe you've felt disconnected from politics, but Trump does it for you. You realize he's been battling. It's 15 rounds with the swamp, and they fight back. He won a big one last night with Amy Coney Barrett, but it's not over. 4 more years and this country will be on rock solid constitutional grounds. Rock solid return to what lets people live freely according to their own desires. Yes, the state has needs, but it does not have to tell you how to use your land. It does not tell you what weapon to own. It does not tell you what to say or when you can say it. It most certainly does not tell you what to believe. But to make that happen, you got to vote. KeepAmericaAmerica.com is sponsored by Job Creators Network. Go there now. We need you to do a little or do a lot, but do your part. Let me check the markets yesterday. They're afraid of Joe Biden. It's the only way I can put it. They're down yesterday 650 points on the Dow. The NASDAQ was down 189 points. The only, I think, NASDAQ stock that did well was Amazon because they report earnings on Thursday, so people are starting to buy into them like they always do during earning weeks for Amazon. But the S&P was down 64 overseas. Everything is red this morning. I have no idea what the market will do today. Even when it's open and I'm on the air, I don't tell you because that gives a bad impression. But what I can tell you is that gold began the morning at $1,901.
And Birch Gold is the best place to buy gold. Birch Gold is where you can find it. HughGold.com is where you can find Birch Gold. Hugh, that's my name, H-U-G-H, Gold, G-O-L-D. Or you can text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Get diversified. We're in for a roller coaster one way or the other for the next day, a few days. And aftermath, if the election is in overtime in Pennsylvania, boy, Pennsylvania, you got to vote. Every single one of you Steelers fans, you got to get out of bed and go vote. You Eagles fans, you have to figure out how to go vote. You people who live in Scranton who are tired of hearing Joe Biden talk about you when he's never done anything for you, you got to go and vote. But gold is a good entry point right now, but you can't get it and you can't diversify unless you send my name, Hugh, to text it to 474747. Also, some of you keep asking me about Bishop Aubrey Shine's book, 8 Questions About Race. I had a talk yesterday with Sean Trendy of Real Clear Politics Online about, is there a hidden Trump vote? And he thinks it's hidden most among older white males. I think it's in communities of color. If you want to find out why I think that, you've got to read 8 Questions About Race by Bishop Aubrey Shines, who is the founder of Conservative Clergy of Color. And you can find that at 8questionsaboutrace.com. While you're there, you can buy copies for friends, neighbors, fellow churchgoers, 8questionsaboutrace.com. Now, let me play for you a Donald Trump cut from yesterday. He was all over the place. This guy's doing like 1,000 rallies. 1,000 rallies. And here's his key pitch to young people, cut 11.
99.98% of those under the age 50 fully recover, but Sleepy Joe wants to keep the whole country locked down, keep them in their homes while letting rioters and looters run wild. You know, we call these protests, this is not a meeting, we call them protests. You know why? Because the only thing you can do in Pennsylvania is a protest. You can't go to church, you can't pray to your God, you can't be with your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, you can't be, none of that. You can't do anything. You can't go shopping. You can't open your stores. But if you want to protest and burn the hell out of your city, no problem. You can do that. So when I was told a couple of months ago about Pennsylvania and others, Minnesota, we're going to win, too. You know, we're going to win Minnesota because we saved Minneapolis. I sent in the National Guard. Took about a half an hour, but we're going to win that.
Donald Trump on the campaign.
Where do we go from here, my friend? Is this the way our story ends? Hey, man, sing me a song. When we were everyone, we were more than just...
Welcome back, America. Guess where the president is going? Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, Maine. Then he's going to Allentown, Lancaster, Johnstown, Martinsburg, D.C., and then Lansing, Wisconsin, Omaha, Nebraska, Vegas. It's just remarkable. He's just going, going, going. Why? He has the energy to do so. Where's Joe Biden? Nowhere. Literally nowhere. He does. He's not sitting on a lead, by the way. There is, in these states, they're in the lead. Lots of polling showing dead heats and jump balls in all of the key battleground states. Trump ahead in Florida. Tom Tillis now ahead in North Carolina. He'll join us a little bit. But I love the rallies. Let's talk cut number 12. Joe Biden in Allentown, PA yesterday. Here he plays on a giant jumbotron. His team gets a giant jumbotron erected. And you'll hear Donald Trump cue it. Cut number 12.
My problem is I voted for NAFTA.
I'm supporting NAFTA because I think it is a positive thing to do. And I do not pretend to be an expert on international trade matters.
When you ran for president and when Barack Obama ran for president, you both said you would renegotiate NAFTA. You didn't.
Trade agreements like NAFTA and permanent normal trade relations with China, which forced American workers to compete against people who are making pennies an hour, has resulted in the loss of 160,000 jobs.
The president is absolutely right when he says that China has been cheating for 25 years and that Bill Clinton didn't do enough about it, George W. Bush didn't do enough about it, Barack Obama didn't do enough about it.
How exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have?
Horizon China is an incredibly positive development for not only China, but the United States and the rest of the world. Horizon China is a positive, positive development. It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper. We want to see China rise.
China is a great nation, and we should hope for the continued expansion.
China is not our enemy.
We talk about China as our competitor. We should be helping.
The idea that China is going to eat our lunch is bizarre.
The idea that they are our competition, they're going to beat us, is bizarre.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man.
They're not bad folks, folks. China's not a problem.
Allowing China into the World Trade Organization, which you supported, extending most favored nation status to China, which you supported, that those steps allowed China to take advantage of the United States by using our own open trade deals against us.
No.
Do you think in retrospect that you were naive about China?
No.
Today we're finally ending the NAFTA nightmare and signing into law the brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Very special.
Listen, it's hard to overstate the importance of USMCA. This is the single biggest bipartisan legislative victory for this president and this administration. It is a huge deal.
Wage growth is better than it has been since 2009. That means it is better than it has been for 7 out of 8 of the years that Obama was president.
The new USMCA has powerful protections to keep auto manufacturing jobs. Since the election, we've created 41,000 brand new motor vehicle and parts jobs.
But doesn't he deserve some credit for that? It's better. The USMCA is better than NAFTA.
It is better than NAFTA.
I never said I oppose fracking.
You said it on tape.
I did. Show the tape. Put it on your website.
I'll put it on.
Put it on the website.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel.
No more, no new fracking.
I'd gradually move away from fracking.
And I think it's critically important on day one that we end any fossil fuel leases on public lands.
What about stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
They want to do the same thing I want to do. They want to phase out fossil fuels, and we're going to phase out fossil fuels.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
I have one final
question. Would he close down the oil industry?
It's false.
Would you close down the oil industry?
By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I will
transition.
That is a big statement.
In terms of business, that's the biggest statement.
Okay.
Because basically what he's saying is he is going to destroy the oil industry.
Okay.
Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President.
Crowd was going crazy for Donald Trump in Pennsylvania yesterday. Let's keep going on to his next rally, which he held in Lintz, Pennsylvania. Cut number 14.
Now he's going to ban fracking because he has no choice. His party wants to ban it. He's going to ban fracking and deliver an economic death sentence for Pennsylvania and for many other places in our country. And frankly, it affects not just places that frack. And oil territory, you know who it affects? Everybody having to do with paying an energy bill. How about the $2 gasoline for your car? That's not bad, right? Remember? Remember what it used to be, $5.50, and nobody saw an end in sight. We have it to $2 and even sometimes below. At the same time, we saved our great companies, our energy. We're number one in the world now, by far number one in the world. And Pennsylvania is a big, big part of it. In last week's debate, Joe Biden confirmed his plan to abolish the entire U.S. oil industry. I said, you mean no more oil, Joe? Well, that's what I mean. I felt like Perry Mason. You ever watch Perry Mason? That last little. It was always the last minute. I did it. I did it. Yes, I did. I was Perry Mason. No oil, Joe? She even said, why did you say that?
Yeah, keep going. Donald Trump in Lentz again, Pennsylvania, cut number 15.
You know, it's funny. I thought it wasn't going to make it. But one thing, unlike Joe, where he goes into a basement, if he loses, and, you know, who knows what happens, right? It's called an election. He should be ashamed of himself because he didn't work. And, no, seriously, he didn't work. One thing, I did 5, 6, and sometimes 7 of these in one day those last few days. And during the regular time, I do 2 or 3. Today I'm doing 3 of these. Tremendous crowd waiting for us at another point. This is the second one. So when they told me that information, you know, you feel badly. But I didn't feel bad because I left it. You know, the athletes, they say, we left it all in the field. It was all left. And I did 6 or 7 that day, 6 or 7 of these. This is not like talking in front of 10 people, right? There's a lot of people here. And I did them from early in the morning till 1 o'clock in the morning the next day, which was election day.
He keeps going. Cut number 16, Lentz.
Employment, Asian American unemployment. Unemployment for young people that didn't have a high school education. They didn't have a diploma. They had a diploma. They had a diploma from MIT where they were first in their class. It didn't make any difference. Women did so great. Women. Women did great. They all reached the lowest levels ever recorded. Since April, we created a record 11.4 million jobs. And under my leadership, we achieved the most secure border in U.S. history. That's beautiful. Walls help. Walls work, don't they, huh? Remember? They said the wall is obsolete. I said, no, wall's not obsolete, and a wheel is not obsolete. Everything else is obsolete. My opponent's insane immigration plan would eliminate U.S. borders by implementing nationwide catch and release. And I actually heard he said, we want to take down the wall. Don, do you believe this? Take down the wall. We will never let that happen. We got to win this election. This is the most important. We got to win this election. No, they want to take down the wall. His plan, I don't think, you know what? I don't think Border Patrol would let him. Okay, you want another? I think Border Patrol would say, Mr. President, we're not letting you get anywhere near this wall, Mr. President. His plan would also make every community into a sanctuary city for violent criminals. No! The Biden-Harris, how do you like Harris? So. The Biden-Harris plan would also increase refugees 700%. This was the manifesto that was agreed to with Crazy Bernie and Biden, right? So Biden and Crazy Bernie agreed to the manifesto. We call it the manifesto. 700% increase. The most dangerous places in the world, they would come in 700%. I have a ban. I was criticized for the ban. I said, no, if a country hates us and if their people hate us and if they want to do bad things to us, we're going to have a ban. Everybody criticized me, but I won in the United States Supreme Court. And now we don't let them in. If it's okay by the great people of Pennsylvania, we don't let them in to our country. We want people that will love us and work with us and be a great help to us. That's what we want. So we have a ban. It was very controversial when I put it in, but it's not so controversial. All you have to do is look what happened the other day in Paris, and you'll see that it's not so controversial anymore. People are very happy that we have it, and we keep a lot of very bad people out of our country. And nobody else would do that. Nobody else would do that, Chris. I guarantee you that. Nobody else would do it. They pledged to terminate all national security travel bans. They want to end the ban. Opening the floodgates to radical Islamic terrorism. No, thank you. I'm keeping the terrorists, jihadists, and violent extremists, those terrible extremists, the hell out of our country, if that's okay.
Stop. What? This is my favorite video because they got the Amish men behind the president in Lititz, Pennsylvania. Did you see that? Play that just a little bit more, and you'll notice the Amish guys have all turned up. They probably walked. All right, you see them nodding? You shouldn't say hell with the Amish guys there. I grew up in Amish country in northeastern Ohio. If you drove up to the Browns and you took old Route 224, you always had to wait for the carriages to pull over, which they always did. They're very, very nice neighbors. But the Amish guys are there. You shouldn't be using the bad language, Mr. President. But it was a huge crowd. I'll play the Martinsburg rally next hour. I got to talk with my friends from the Alliance Defending Freedom this hour. And the hometown, Orange County, is burning at both ends. At the Nixon Library yesterday, we were throwing flame retardant on the birthplace. We got a great Orange County Fire Department. Thank you, guys. Down in Irvine, in that area, the winds are expected to pick up to 60 miles per hour again today. What's the wind in Orange County like right now, Generalissimo?
Zero.
Zero wind. It's supposed to start up a little bit later. Hopefully they're making some containment trenches right now. Then come back here to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Huge day for freedom in America. It's the day that Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. To celebrate, I have ADF counsel Tim Chandler joining us, along with Chase Giacomo, who's an ADF Blackstone fellow. Welcome, gentlemen. Chase, did you have the great privilege and honor of getting to be bored to death by my lecture this year? Or are you an incoming Blackstone fellow?
You know, I actually attended in 2017, but I had the privilege of hearing you then, Hugh.
Well, Chase, where are you now? Chase Giacomo is a Blackstone fellow, and it must have been interesting to hear the Blackstone fellows discussed during the hearings of Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah, it was really interesting to hear some of the perspectives that were put out there. But I'm in Kalispell, Montana.
Oh, my gosh. What, you do something wrong? You got exiled to Montana?
You know, we're just getting ready for a ski season here, loving the mountains. I'm originally from here. So after the Army and law school, I did everything I could to try to make it home to Montana.
Chase, I actually love Ennis. I love the Madison. I fished at it a couple of times. Tim Chandler, tell us about what Chase and the Blackstone Fellows are all about.
Yeah, thanks, Hugh. It's great to be with you. The Blackstone program is unique in America, and it's designed specifically for Christian law students. We recruit the best and brightest around the country, and it's a summer fellowship program. And there's really three parts of it. We give them substantive legal training. We give them career development. And there's an integration component where we help them think about their faith and the practice of law together. And we want to prepare them for careers of leadership and integrity and excellence. And really, Hugh, what this is about is it goes back to the Declaration of Independence and the promise that our founders made that this country would be based on the idea that we're all created equal and that we're endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights. And the legal system is how we keep those promises to all Americans and protect those rights for all Americans. And so we want these young, rising lawyers to think about that when they're going into their careers and be prepared to not just think about the law as a way to earn money, but as a way to better our society and protect freedoms for all Americans.
It's a great program. I have been lecturing the Blackstone Fellows every summer for a dozen years. Chase, I think we would have done it in person if you were in 2017. This year it was virtual, obviously. What did you take away from the Blackstone Fellows, and why would you urge people to support Alliance Defending Freedom? And there's a banner to do so over at HughHewitt.com, I hope.
Yeah, you know, I would say the Blackstone Fellowship and working with Alliance Defending Freedom was one of the most meaningful parts of my legal education. You know, so much of law school is staring at a book by yourself in the library for long, long hours, reading, you know, these cases from many, many years ago. And the Blackstone Fellowship was this opportunity to get with multiple of my peers from across the country, top law schools, law students, and then have this amazing faculty, people like yourself and Judge Barrett, come and speak to us about originalism and different ways of understanding the Constitution. And it was just kind of this really practical exercise where you could talk about topics and then meet with your peers and discuss them and wrestle with them. Very different from a lot of the law school learning. So I just took away such an excitement for the Constitution, for our country. And like I said, I think it was one of the most meaningful parts of my legal education.
Chase, where'd you do your law?
Yeah, so I did my first year at Notre Dame, which is where I had the opportunity to study under Judge Barrett for constitutional law. And then I transferred to Harvard Law School after that, and I ended up graduating from Harvard in 2017.
Oh, you actually had Judge Barrett for con law. How was she as a teacher?
You know, she really brought just this, you know, high standard of excellence to the classroom. You know, I think everybody really was inspired to make sure that they showed up prepared. And as long as you're prepared and you're respectful, we just had this really great dialogue and discussion where we wrestled with the issues. I would say she most reminded me of my undergrad, my West Point professors, who had this, you know, kind of this idea that serving the country and you know, went ahead of ideology. And so she was just had an environment of learning and just a lot of great discussion. And you were challenged every day in her course.
Tim Chandler, every Blackstone Fellow is a lot like Chase. And I think that's why I love the Blackstone Fellowships. I want to give the phone number. If people want to support this kind of a program, they call 866-359-9644, 866-359-9644, or go over in HughHewitt.com, look for the ADF banner. Tim, how many Blackstone Fellows are there every summer? How long has the program been going on? And are you going to keep it going into the foreseeable future?
Yes, the Blackstone program is such a critical part of the work at Alliance Defending Freedom, and it's been going since 2000. We've had 2,400 law students go through the program now. We're able right now to take about 160 each summer, but I'll tell you, Hugh, we get hundreds of applicants from great students around the country, and we have to turn so many of them away every single summer. It's really a heartbreaking process in some ways, and so your support is so valuable. Our resources really only go so far.
Go to HughHewitt.com, or better yet, call 866-359-9644 and keep people like Chase going to the Blackstone Fellowship, where people like Tim and Judge Barrett and myself give them lectures. Chase, I congratulate you on finishing and getting back to Montana. Thanks for your service in the Army, and thanks for your continued support of Alliance Defending Freedom. Thank you, Tim, as well. So don't forget, head over to Alliance Defending Freedom. That's the banner at the top of HughHewitt.com. And then come back. More calls as Amy Coney Barrett is now sworn in last night at the White House. We'll continue talking with you on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Portions of the Hugh Hewitt Show are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.